Hello, hello, beautiful. Welcome back to Rebuilding You. This is your sanctuary for empowered healing and rediscovery after divorce. I'm your host and divorce transformation mentor, Christina. And if you're here, chances are you've navigated or thought about navigating the roller coaster of heartbreak, and now you're wondering when and how to re-enter the dating scene, or if it's just not for you altogether, maybe you've had some negative experiences already, you're not alone. My inbox explodes with questions and stories about dating, leaving me with one undeniable truth. You deserve clarity, guidance, and a little tough love along the way. So strap in, ladies, because this episode is a little bit of a map and compass, a little roadmap check. We're going to dig into those internal dating red flags, the ones that are whispering, hey, maybe wait a sec. We'll expose the not so awesome reasons to dive back in and offer you tools that are going to help you get back on track and really create fulfilling connections. So let's start with some honest confessions can really lead to some big breakthroughs, because after all, that's what I'm here for. My passion is to help guide women going through divorce through all of the sticky places, the places that we're a little bit scared to go on our own, and here to show you that you can do it. We can get through it together. And not only are you going to crush it, but you're going to come out so much better on the other side. So we're here to help each other elevate. So I wanted to start off by reading one of the messages that came through, because I think it really relates to so many of us. This is a question that came through in our divorced community, and it says, been divorced about 4 years. My ex already is married for about 4.5. Go figure. I was involved in a very toxic relationship. I went on a great first date this past weekend, and I can't help but feel so discouraged. This dating isn't for me. We had a great time, and I let my guard down a lot for a first date, and I'm just so upset because he hasn't even had the decency to text me regularly or ask how my day has been. I want to throw in the towel, but I also want someone to love me so bad. I just don't think this dating thing is for me. Really feeling down. My heart goes out to this woman who was brave enough to really go there and to get vulnerable and really highlight a lot of the concerns and the things that she was feeling, and the way that she was able to so eloquently describe what was going on. And the thing is, like, even if you think that saying something may not be helpful, it is helpful to at least say it out loud. And when you say it in front of a divorced community of women that so many people can relate to, a lot of us are going through the same things, it helps us to not feel so alone. So I told the girl that wrote this that I was in the process of creating a podcast episode. So if you're listening to this, bravo for getting in touch with your vulnerability and really being able to go and explain everything that you're feeling. And to everybody else that's listening, maybe one or everything that she had mentioned struck a chord. I wanted to really dedicate an episode to some of the red flags that are internal alarms sounding off that we don't necessarily know to pay attention to, because we just haven't been told that these are red flags. And so when I saw this comment, I did notice a couple of internal alarms that are going off for her, and wanted to just provide a little bit of guidance on some of the red flags that I continuously see with my own clients that I work with and within our divorced women community. All right, so I'm just going to go right in to one of the red flags. She didn't talk about it on what I just read, but that burning desire for a one-night stand to help with some of the loneliness, help with some of the feelings for craving attention. And maybe you're even like, I just need to force myself to have a one night stand or to get a friend with benefits so that I could like make sure that everything still works and that I know what I'm doing so that when a real relationship comes in, I'm ready. Test driving cars is a great analogy to apply towards dating. I would not recommend trying out a whole bunch of different models for sex and one night stands. We've all been there, but here's the truth, my love. Sex is sacred. And when you're still mending a broken heart or you're still trying to figure out what it is that you want, using it as a band-aid only delays your healing because it can also create further confusion. It can lead to complications in what it is that we are truly trying to attract in our life. I don't know if you've ever experienced going and having intimate relations with someone and then ultimately that turning into like a situationship. It's only going to further cloud the end goal. It's only going to complicate your life in a way that doesn't need to be complicated. And sex is an energy exchange. Like, I don't care what anybody says, but when you have sex with somebody and you give all of yourself to somebody else, there is an energy exchange that's there. And if you are able to have sex and not feel anything, that also in itself is a red flag. I would highly recommend that you do some of the inner work to really deep dive as to what type of wound is there that is allowing you to sort of shut that piece of you off. Now, how about that little sneaky voice that's whispering, everybody's coupled up, like, shouldn't I be too? Dating out of societal pressure or the need for attention is like sailing without a destination. You'll end up on everybody else's map, lost and unfulfilled. And so instead, it's really important to figure out your own desires, your own values, your own boundaries first, and then using that as a foundation to go outward. And so speaking of desires, I wanted to also address the missing puzzle piece syndrome, thinking that this new person that you're going to be dating will complete your post-divorce picture or will magically step into where your marriage left off is a recipe for disappointment. Every relationship is its own canvas. It's not a puzzle. You have to respect and be open enough to know that it's a fresh start. You get to paint your own vibrant masterpiece and you get to do it a little bit differently this time. If we are going in with the expectations that this other person should do things that your ex-partner did, is not really embracing the unexpected beauty of co-creating a relationship, and we're setting this person up for failure. We're having them ultimately fit inside of our box and being unwilling to compromise. And let's say you do find someone that you can sort of mold into completing all of the things that you feel need to be completed based on your past relationship, it's only going to allow you to continue to live in some of the patterns from your past relationship. And our past relationships have ended in divorce. And so the last thing that you want is to have somebody come into your world living in the same pattern or with the same objections and expecting the same thing from this person that your ex did, only to then basically continue a mimic of your past relationship. And so we want to really make sure that the relationships that we encounter are new and better, and that you're treated better and that you feel better. It's not about continuing to feel the same. And so again, this can be resistance to change. And resistance to change doesn't work when we're trying to grow. It doesn't work when we're trying to elevate and live a better life and really use our divorce as a catalyst for growth and to be able to step into a better life. And so I always say, if you want something that you've never had, you have to do things that you've never done. And that includes creating different relationship types, because that is the only way that we are truly going to be able to get that feedback of being in a relationship with somebody that truly loves us based on our foundation of healing. And so, speaking of respecting a fresh start, I am so excited because I'm launching a brand new program called Anchored, and it's going to help you do just that. It's an 8-week journey designed to build an unshakable foundation of self-worth, confidence, emotional resilience, the perfect anchors for navigating post-divorce, elevation, and the dating scene. And guess what? I'm opening up a limited pilot group for a select few of you incredible women who are really ready to truly anchor themselves in their own strength so that you can then create a life of unlimited potential, really being able to create abundance and manifest and step into this life that you've never dreamed of, not to just pick up where you left off from your divorce and trying to find a relationship that mimics where you were at pre-divorce. This is about taking your divorce, seeing it as an opportunity, really working with the magic of that, and being able to say, I came out of this better than ever. It is going to be incredible. And if you're interested in applying, I'm actually going to be opening up applications for this group because it's intentionally going to be small. I am probably never going to offer this type of program live ever again. I'm putting this together with women who are really ready to work in collaboration with me to get my feedback on things and really help them build something incredible for their life. So if that's you, send me a DM over on Instagram and let me know that you're interested. Or I'm also going to be opening up applications during my next free masterclass, which is going to be next week. And you can register to that over in the link in the show notes. So now that we all know that there's a green-eyed monster named comparison, please, please, please resist the urge to set sail just because your ex is already cruising with someone new. This isn't a race, it's a journey. And your finish line is defined by your own joy and your own fulfillment and not somebody else's timeline. I get a lot of messages saying, you know, my ex is already dating someone and they're wondering like why I'm still single. And unless you're one of the lucky ones that has a great relationship with their ex-partner, you know, I hear a lot of women feel really down about their worth, whether or not they're capable of love again. And you feel really discouraged when your partner is in a new relationship and you start to compare. Again, this is not a race. This is not a game of comparison. This is not a challenge. Like, you are on your own timeline and really being able to connect with your intuition and trusting the process is going to be your best friend. This is really where self-love, connecting with yourself, really being clear on your inner voice and knowing how to trust yourself is what comes into play here. And let's face it, comparison can be a real thief of joy. That's why I'm hosting a free masterclass called You 2.0. You get to reconnect with the magic within through breathwork and self-discovery. During this powerful hour, I'm going to be guiding you through a breathwork experience, as well as sharing tools to help you rewrite your post-divorce narrative and help you step into your most empowered self. It's the first time I'm ever offering a breathwork experience on a masterclass. This is something that's typically only reserved for my private clients, but I feel that it is a really powerful tool that helps you discover what real inner connection feels like. And being able to lead from that place is powerful. It's the perfect antidote to comparison and a sneak peek into the magical program of Anchored. So you can register for free at the link in the show notes. I'm not going to post this on the podcast. So you have to be able to register so that you can either A, attend live, which is going to be the most beneficial because I'm going to be there guiding you live through the whole thing. But if you cannot make it live, you will also get access to the replay. So register for free at the link in the show notes. The masterclass is going to be sometime next week. You'll get all of the details in your email. Okay, so finally, there's that pesky internal clock that's ticking, screaming, oh my gosh, it's already been, 4 years or however many months. Shouldn't I be dating already? Girl, I'm here to tell you, stop. Time isn't a dating app filter. Healing happens at its own pace, and rushing just because the calendar demands it is like going into a storm unplanned. You have to be able to wait and be patient for those calmer waters and really learn how to listen to your internal compass and trust that when the time is right, that opportunity will present itself to you. Remember, everything that happens in our external world is a mirror. It's a reflection of the things that are going on inside of us. Again, everything that happens in your external world is a mirror of things that are happening internally. And so we can't expect the perfect relationship and the perfect person and the perfect partner to come into our lives, or even the perfect opportunity, right? The perfect job, the perfect scenario, the most ideal situation of your life. You can't expect that to happen if there's still stuff to work on the inside. You're only going to get things that match you at an energetic frequency. You know what else makes you feel good? Prioritizing your own healing. Before opening your heart to others, mend yours with love. Explore, find your tribe, rediscover your passions. And if you haven't found a tribe yet, well, yes, you have, because you're already part of the Her Heart Heals community if you're listening to this podcast. And if you register for the free masterclass, you'll automatically get enrolled in the Her Heart Heals Insider Group, which is a private email group that I have with only women who are in our divorced community. So welcome, welcome. Be sure to either register for the masterclass in the show notes, or you can also just enroll and register for the Her Heart Heals Insider. So then that way you're at least on my email list and you'll get tons of guidance, tons of connection with me. We go over coaching, we go over growth, we go over empowerment, everything that you need to be set up for success after divorce. And so remember, you cannot love somebody else until you fully love yourself. And speaking of self-love, I invite you to dive deeper with my signature program, Anchored. It's going to be your roadmap to building an unshakable foundation of self-worth, confidence, and emotional resilience. I am so, so, so excited. Okay, so as we close out, I really hope that this episode was helpful in helping you to really connect with some of those feelings that we may have around dating, and potentially having those be recognized as red flags and opportunities to go deeper and really heal within ourselves. There's so much opportunity when we have these red flags or moments of feeling discouraged. Lean into that. Remember, dating after divorce is an adventure. It's not a competition. So this is really about paving your own way, letting your inner compass guide you, and really sail towards the vibrant connections that await you once you are fully stepped in and anchored into your foundation. If you love this episode, don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share it with your fellow sisters in healing. Together, we rewrite our narratives, we rebuild our lives, and we discover a brighter future that really puts any shame of divorce to bed. We rise together. So, until next time, stay anchored in your strength, and shine on. I will see you on the next one. Bye.